Hosea chapter 8. Set the trumpet to your mouth. He will come like an eagle against the house of Yahweh, because they've transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel will cry to me, "My Elohim, we know you." Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy will pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They've made princes, and I did not know it. Of their silver and their gold have they made of themselves idols, so that they may be cut off. Your calf, O Samaria, has thrown you off. My anger is kindled against them. How long will it be before they attain to innocency? For from Israel was it also, the workmen made it, and for this reason it is not Elohim. But the calf of Samaria will be broken in pieces, for they have sown the wind, and they will reap the whirlwind. It has no stalk, the bud will yield no meal. If so be it yields, the strangers will swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now will they be amongst the Gentiles like a vessel in which there is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim has hired lovers. Yes, though they've hired amongst the nations, now will I gather them, and they will sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim has made many altars to sin. Altars will be to him to sin. But I have written to him the great things of my law. They were counted as a strange thing, though. They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of my offerings, and then they eat it. But Yahweh does not accept them. And now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They will return to Egypt. For Israel has forgotten his Maker, and has built temples. And Yehuda has multiplied fenced cities, but I will send a fire upon his cities, and it will devour the palaces of them. End of chapter.